Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Truth to Heal podcast. I'm super excited to be here with you today to empower you to remember that you are gifted and that whatever you have to share with the world is absolutely so important. And to give you a different perspective on how we can see things differently from our perception of the mind into the truth of what feels right for us. And this is something that I want to share with you today because lately there's been this huge shift in my life. I think it's been coming for a couple of months actually, but not really noticed as I was transitioning in. And what I've really realized is, being trained as a traditional psychologist, we're very logically minded. We work a lot with the mind, which now I can see has been an amazing tool that has helped hundreds of people that I've worked with. And then going into the trauma field and working with the body and seeing how we can integrate into the energetic field in our body where this stored trauma is. And from here, realizing that yes, of course, we need to heal, we need to look at our wounds, we need to see these patterns that we continually keep creating in our reality. But one of the biggest things that I saw along my journey, and this actually happened to me as well, is how we can get stuck in the constant healing phase, how we can be constantly looking at what's triggering us, why we're feeling this way, what is going on here, and going deep, deep, deep into it. And what I realized from this is that I had to go through some really deep, profound situations for me to realize what I'm actually here to do. And I feel like it's finally landed. And this is why I created the free 3-day online masterclass for each and every one of you, because I feel like you need to be a part of this energy. We all need to realize our potential. We all need to be activated by the higher realms of frequency in order for us to manifest everything that we truly desire in life. And a part of my journey has been that unraveling, and I've had to go through that so I can have all of these different tools and modalities to help me shift through the very thing that was holding me back, which I teach my clients and anyone that's in my programs. And I'm all about embodiment, so I had to go through these particular events and situations. And the biggest catalyst that happened for me was really at the beginning of this year. And I was a part of this container because I've constantly invested in myself. I was a part of this container where I was really starting to unravel some deeper wounds and really understand about emotional processing and how we need to feel. And it was a really beautiful part and transition in my life. But what I actually noticed while I was a part of this container, how everything was about going deep and how we had to have this, or there was this almost like this energy of codependency on the mentor that we were working with. And I had this feeling within me that it wasn't right. I had this feeling that this isn't serving me. This isn't what I'm here to do. This isn't what I want to create with the people that come into my life, because I'm all about empowering them and knowing that the answers lie within you. And what I was seeing in this dynamic that I was having to reach out to this particular person to gain the answers, and I wasn't being taught how to actually seek the answers within myself. And this is part of how beautiful the journey gets to be, because without that, I would not be who I am today. Without any of the challenges that any of us have been through, we really wouldn't be who we are today. We wouldn't have the hindsight, the reflections, the gifts, the power to know that that doesn't work for me. And which pivots you, it's almost like it inspires you to be more of the opposite. And this is what I encourage each and every one of you to do, because we can often go into judgment. And judgment just keeps us stuck in lack. Where if we actually look at people, and maybe it's not something that we, are inspired to be like, but what is the opposite of that? That it's showing you your potential and what you need to step into on a bigger level. And this is exactly what happened to me. So it's really difficult. Well, it was really difficult at that time for me to step out of that particular container because it just didn't feel right. This was about a deep trust within me. And, a lot of my friends, best friends, were in this container, and there was a lot of confusion for myself of, I don't understand. Maybe I'm just missing something here. Maybe I'm just not seeing something that they're seeing, because they're all really powerful people. And what I came to realize is that this taught me on how I needed to trust myself on a deeper level, really trust what was coming through for me, the messages, the feelings, because I realized that I've actually been working towards this very moment for the last 2, 3, 4, 5 years in my life, going really a lot deeper in the last 2.5 years since I created my own business online. And what it was really showing me was that I knew what I needed to do. I knew on a really deep level of the things that I was here to create for myself and everybody else that came into my world. And that was about empowerment. It was about trusting yourself. It was about really starting to listen to what your body was telling you. And without having gone through that, I would not have landed in this place right now. And it's definitely taken me a good 6 months to kind of calibrate and land in this place of, oh my God, the modalities and the tools and the shifts and everything that I've been through over the last 2.5 years when I've been diving deep has gotten me to this very moment that I can now and have been teaching people how to know that everything that they ever need is within them. The only thing that gets in the way is the thoughts that come through and imprison you to stay small, to stay in the familiar, to stay in the comfortability. So when I actually moved away from this particular container, it was this whole unraveling of like a deep trust within myself. And I remember bringing this forward to my clients as well, because I'm just so vulnerable with everyone. Anything that I'm going through, challenges, I'm very transparent and very authentic. I share this openly because we're all human. You know, we're all human, having a human experience. And the more that we share in a really vulnerable way, in an authentic way, it lands so much better for everybody else that, you know, maybe going through the same thing. And this is why I do these podcasts, to give you some inspiration, to give you some insights, to open your mind to a new way of feeling and being and living in this beautiful world. And when I navigated through that, and there was so much confusion going on in my head, that it really anchored me more into my body. What did this feel? And that meant saying goodbye to some really good friendships of mine, to let go of that, to grieve it and fully accept where they were at in their journey, which was really beautiful. There was never any judgment. At the beginning, there was a lot of confusion. But the more that I fell into that, and there was a lot of hurt as well. But just realizing, because everything is for us, that what is this trying to teach me? And it was teaching me to let go of things that weren't serving me anymore, for me to listen to truly what was coming in for me and to act from that place. And the more that I have done that from that moment, the more empowerment I have felt, the more certainty I've felt, the more worth I have felt, the more valued I've felt from internal. And when we feel that, as a reflection, we receive it externally as well, in our relationships, in our business, in our money, in everything that we actually desire. And this is the reason that I wanted to share this with you, to realize that everything that is going on in your life is to show you where you need to trust yourself more, to show you where you need to listen to yourself more. If there is some form of trepidation there, some unease that you're feeling, maybe there's a pivot here for you. Maybe it's showing you where it's time to step into your power. Maybe it's showing you where you need to lead your own way for a little while, where you need to get yourself around people that are actually doing that, you know, that are leading the way by being what they're saying they're being and not just saying it. And this has been so huge in everything in my life, from my relationships into my business, into my self-worth, into my self-love. And we all deserve to feel this. We all absolutely deserve to feel it. And I could have not have gotten to that place without everything that I've journeyed through in the last 2 years and continue to journey through, because over the last 4 weeks, all of the different energetic shifts in the moon and the Lion's Gate and Mercury in retrograde and all of the things have been really ramping things up in order for us to step more into our power. Because the truth is that we're so powerful. We just allow these thoughts of the mind to get in the way. And this is why I created The Shift. The Shift, because I have been embodying it so much, specifically lately, of stepping fully into the reason why I'm here. And the reason why I'm here isn't to create codependency, isn't to create trauma bonding, isn't to keep you in victim consciousness. My journey here is to show you how powerful you are and how you get to step into your power each and every day with easy, practical, easily usable tools that allow you to shift away from these programs and these conditions that you've had for all of your life, and to really see who you truly are underneath all of that. And it gets to feel amazing. Like, I am literally like smiling my head off here behind the microphone, because the energy, like, I'm literally feeling it in my body. Because when we actually bring this online and we're like, you know what? I just don't care about the potential judgments of other people anymore. Yeah, there's a feeling there sometimes that creeps in, but it's a normal part of human life. We can't eliminate feelings. We're here to have a human experience. So we need to feel fear. We need to feel self-doubt. We need to feel all of these feelings in order for us to see what we really want in life, a contrast. Okay, I don't want that. It makes me feel like crap. Great, I need to go in this direction. Often we get stuck in the contrast, the negative contrast, and we stay there. And this is where you feel stuck and disconnected, because you're not actually seeing the positive duality of what's actually being presented to you in your life. And the shift is teaching you all about this. You know, I'm here to empower you. I'm here to show you who you truly are. I'm here to show you how when you raise in your energetic frequency, how everything becomes easy in your life, how things just flow. And this flow state allows you to stay in these higher frequencies. And from this is when you manifest everything. And this is what I realized. I was like, oh my God, I had to go through the psychology and I had to understand trauma and how this energy becomes stored in the body. And I had to go through all of these elements specifically this year for me to fully stand into how to manifest abundance in our life. And it's by using the amazing tools that I teach you. And I'm going to bring these into the shift. We start on the 22nd of August. It's live because my highest value is connection. So I'd love to see all of you in there, all of your beautiful faces. So you can feel the activations. You can see my desire for how you get to feel this too, how you get to manifest the very things into your life. The only reason that you don't have the things into your life right now is because you've got a most dominant thought, a subconscious thought that is stopping and blocking that energy, you know, because you're in a low vibration frequency. If it's around self-love or self-worth or lack of importance, or you're not feeling good enough, or whatever the story may be, is the one that's driving the energy that continues to bring this and manifest it into your life. And I'm here to show you how to change that, how you actually get to feel worthy, you get to feel loved, you get to feel like you are good enough each and every day to keep stepping into the things that keep calling you, to feel intuitively what you're guiding to and act super fast. Because when you're on that momentum train of the energy of what feels good, only more good can come to you. And this is when you get to create the magic of life. So I would love to see each and every one of you in there. I will pop the link in the show notes. If you have any questions at all, please reach out to me on Instagram or Facebook or wherever you feel you need to reach out to me. Just feel what's coming through to you as I'm activating this message in this podcast. And if it feels a little bit curious, then this is your opportunity to dive in. This is your opportunity to act fast. This is your opportunity to be activated by the information and the practical tools that I'm going to be bringing to you over these amazing 3 days together. I wish you all an amazing Monday. Just remember how amazing you truly are underneath all of those facades, underneath all of those programs and conditions of, you know, who you truly are is this woman or this man within you that is fully ready to take on your power and step into the greatness that you actually get to receive in this lifetime. You are so, so deserving. And I will continue to say it to you until you start to believe it yourself. I am sending you all so much love, and I will speak to you next week. I'm Laura Cochrane, and you've been listening to The Truth to Heal. Thank you for joining me today. Celebrate your courage to expand your mind outside of the box and nurture your rebellious side. No one knows what's best for you other than you, and I'm here to show you how to be guided by your own inner compass and feel ultimate freedom in your life. You can follow me for more truth and value on Instagram at HerSuccessfulMind. And if you haven't yet, go to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me next week for some more truth to heal. Thank you for choosing you.